And a good Tuesday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples and joined here today by Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear, who joins us in studio. Good morning.
Morning, Brandon.
No mayor here right now. He may be on his way. We'll hopefully catch up with him in a little bit. But you survived the snowstorm this weekend?
We did. You know, obviously, there's good and bad about snowstorms happening at various times. It's always the challenging ones are always that hit about 4 to 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. on a commute day, so on a working day. And so starting on a Sunday puts a little less stress on that, but we did bring crews in about 6 a.m. on Sunday, and they worked through the night shift night before last. So did a pretty good job. It took us a while to get to some of the residential streets, but was glad the heavy band of 10 inches plus stayed south of us, and sounds like it varied from anywhere from 5 to 7 inches across town. So just continue to ask people to drive cautiously, and sun's going to come out, or sun is out today. It's supposed to get above freezing. That'll help. And as we have a warming trend coming along, just to encourage folks to get out there and shovel those sidewalks off after the snow event now, and so folks can – kids can walk to school and other folks can pass accordingly. It's finals week at K-State, so especially those areas around campus are important.
Yeah, definitely. And it's always good, too, if you know there's a snowstorm coming, probably if you live if you have your car parked on a side road here, get that car moved out of the way so that the plows can get through.
Yeah, it helps if you've got driveway space to put them in there so we can plow. And usually, we're focusing on the primary routes where there's typically isn't very much parking. But as we get into the residential streets, at least 12 to 15 hours after that, then it certainly we can do a better job and make it better for folks in the long run if they can do that.
You mentioned the snow removal here, shoveling the sidewalks here. Your website also has some information here from the Flint Hills Volunteer Center about the Neighbors Helping Neighbors program, which is designed to help the elderly folks who maybe can't get out.
It is, and that's something we called it Snow Partners kind of last year, and something we started to help folks. And the Flint Hills RSVP took that program over and kind of expanded it a little bit to Neighbors Helping Neighbors. And so I encourage you to go to their website. And if you have some time to volunteer, I'm sure they're always looking for volunteers to be able to help out. And folks can call them to try and get assistance for if they need a sidewalk or shoveled. And so encourage you to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and one thing I always hear whenever it snows, people on social media get on there and like, how are the roads? How bad is it out there? Because everyone's curious. They want to be able to maybe go out and run their errands, do whatever. You guys have a pretty good tool, I think, on the website that can help people with that, and that's those city street cameras.
We do, and there's you can either search on traffic cameras or different ways to on our website, but we have several locations around town on primary roadways that you can click on, and kind of it's not real time necessarily, but it's a recording that shows pretty close to what some of the conditions are there and at that particular intersection, and whether or not it's been treated or if it's snow covered or what some of those conditions are. And so we also have some a couple locations that have pavement sensors, so we know what that pavement temperature is, helps guide us in our treatment process. And so it is, a good tool that folks can certainly look at to kind of see, well, what are those conditions like out there or on the other side of town or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, we're lucky in a city like Manhattan to have something like that. And how is that put together? Is that a partnership with someone?
So it's really a side benefit of having video detection. So the primary purpose of those cameras is part of the video detection and the operation of the traffic signals.
Okay.
So those video cameras detect the vehicle flow in that direction and help program the traffic signals to adjust accordingly. And then one of the benefits is because it is a camera, There's video capability to show that shot on a TV as well.
So the camera can see you when you pull up to that stoplight if it's red. And
it can.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's interesting because there's
we don't keep that tape.
No.
But it is just a benefit of having video detection as opposed to we used to cut the detectors in the pavement periodically, and so. There's pros and cons to all of those things. The video detection has this further benefit at the same time, at a certain time the sun's at certain angles against that camera. It helps. It detracts from its functioning a little bit, or if there's high winds that are moving that camera around a lot. So it's not perfect, but I think it seems to be more beneficial than the other way.
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, there's some lights, and I'm not picking on anything here, but some lights where it seems like it's red longer than it should be. So maybe the camera's detecting me. It's like, come on, let's go here.
And a lot of it too is, you know, as I mentioned, the wind can move them around a little bit. So you know, when they're set up, if you're, you know, perfectly in that lane, in a turning lane, I know a lot of times it'll pick up a phantom vehicle in a turning lane. Well, maybe that's because if you're in the through lane, you might be on the line, and so it thinks there's a car in that turning lane, and so it gives it signal accordingly. So you know, the best you can do is just keep in that center of that lane, and when we have those signals that have that video detection, and occasionally they mess up a little bit after a storm, especially if a storm that had lightning, that kind of thing. There's some resets and that sort of thing that takes them a while to get back together. We do have a traffic control center where we can staff it and do some analysis at that particular area, as well as field adjustments, and we do that occasionally. So, but it is a benefit to have that, to be able to share with folks what some of those conditions are on an occasional basis.
All right. I know last month we had you in here. We were talking about some of the road projects, there's especially the one over there by Staples and Walmart on
Hayes Drive. Yeah.
That project getting any closer to being finished?
Well, we thought it was, but one of the things that we actually did have to put in a third dewatering well. Mm-hmm. The groundwater levels are still very high. Now, one of the things that's going to help us out a little bit is now that Tuttle Creek's down back below 1075, they've reduced their releases substantially. And so that's going to help lower that water table a little bit. We had hoped to have maybe that project wrapped up by the end of the year. I just got an update on that yesterday, and it looks like it's going to be mid-January. Obviously, when you got weather like we have now, that's going to impact and delay that a little bit. But we're working to get that water table pumped down so that we can make those new connections to basically we had to run a new parallel 3-foot diameter line and then new junction boxes, and that's really what we're working now on, is to tie that new system into the old system.
Mm-hmm. I know it's frustrating to have a third dewatering well, but you mentioned the Tuttle Creek situation there, and yeah, that's been something we've been watching all year since March anyway. Been kind of a stressful year, I'm sure, for you as
it
well.
It is. You know, the flood planning, prevention, the flood fight, the advisories, all of that dominated a lot of staff time, a lot of interagency time among not just public but private sector utilities, that sort of thing. That we dealt with that a long time, converted the room out at the headquarters fire station into a temporary emergency operations center. So it was certainly something that appreciate the huge effort that all of the agencies and our private and public partners that work together to observe and plan for potential impacts. Fortunately, none of the big ones happened, came awful close. Mm-hmm. We did have some advisories, certainly, and had some initial evacuations as things were getting dangerously close to opening the floodgates. So we do appreciate the effort that our crews and all of the agencies did in working together, and the outside assistance we had from state and federal resources to be able to combat and plan for that effort.
Yeah, if nothing else, it was a good learning experience for future disasters here and something you'll be able to build off of, I hope.
Absolutely. It was some incredible training opportunity, and we learned some new techniques, especially the public information officer group that we had that was staffing the phones and could give very up-to-date information to folks that were potentially impacted was a huge success and something that was a big takeaway from that aspect of things. And then just all of the, you know, the technology that we have available to us. We did some additional modeling on some scenarios to do better predictions of what might happen in the event certain circumstances occurred and releases happened and elevations on the different rivers were at certain stages. And so it really was helpful in us to be able to more pinpoint advising folks on what may occur if things deteriorated.
Yeah. Well, I know people didn't always probably say thank you during that time, but we sure thank everybody that kept us safe here.
We thank K-Man. You were a big part of that to help get that news out, and people certainly tuned in. You know, it's a lot of when you have some of those situations, you tend to kind of get in this state of mind or trance and not want to think about some of those things. But, you know, your ability to update folks on a daily basis certainly helped that effort.
Yeah. Well, we'll continue on here. We'll talk about what's coming up on tonight's agenda, kind of a full agenda here for the last City Commission meeting for 2019. We'll do that after the break here on News Radio KMAN.